She spent the winter on top of that donkey.
Oh my goodness.
I am Joanne, and this is Pedro and Elsa's story for GeoBeats. Pedro, we adopted from a donkey rescue, and we have lots of chickens. We're up here in Ontario, Canada, so it's obviously very cold. And this chicken, Elsa, she ended up with severe frostbite on her feet. And I think because of she was injured and weak, the other hens were ready to take her life. We couldn't find the chicken, and we couldn't find out what was going on. All of a sudden, we looked up in the horse paddock, and this chicken was on top of the donkey, and the donkey was far away, keeping her safe.
Out of the corner of my eye, I look over and see this.
I don't think she would have survived without Pedro. Pedro stepped in and gave her friendship. Then she spent the rest of that winter on top of that donkey. She just went everywhere with the donkey. The donkey knows to walk carefully to help her stay on. She was able to keep her feet warm in his deep fur, plus it was safe from the other hens.
You're so sweet. You keep her warm, right? Yeah.
This was not a normal thing. I have never heard of this. We didn't encourage it. I was as shocked as everybody else. Now this is going on. This is the third winter. In the summer, she doesn't go up there. She's higher in the pecking order now. The other chickens don't bother her, but she still, come the winter, she gets up onto Pedro because she doesn't like to walk in the snow. Pedro considered her as part of his herd, and he protected her. It's definitely a relationship that they have, and they care for each other. Pedro was 6 years old when we rescued him. He's a very gentle soul, and they always say a rescued animal understands different lives. I don't know what his situation was completely, but I have to assume that it wasn't great. I have seen other chickens now see Elsa up there and think, huh, that looks really great. And I've seen it twice now that chickens get up onto Pedro with her, and she does not like that, and I'm so proud of her. She pecks at them and tells them to get off.